Yesterday's resignation of the system president and the campus chancellor of the University of Missouri seemed to happen fast, after protests and a threat by some football players to boycott a game. But students who accused University President Tim Wolf of ignoring their concerns about a hostile racial climate on campus say their concerns are not new. Adrian Florido of NPR's Code Switch team reports from Columbia, Missouri.
In the end, it appears to have been the football team's boycott that finally forced Wolf to resign. But the campus movement began about a month ago with 11 classmates. Here are three of them.
My name is Abigail Hollis.
My name is Marshall Allen.
My name is Storm Irvin.
I met them Monday night on the quad where students have been camped out since last week. And I asked them to take me back to the very beginning. It was September when a man on campus used a slur against student body president Peyton Head, the latest in a string of racially charged incidents. Allen says they'd never planned to demand Wolf's resignation over these incidents.
This problem didn't just begin with Tim Wolf. Since 1950, we've had all kinds of collective injustices that have happened toward black students on campus, those that have been in the media and those that haven't been.
Storm Irvin says they did think Wolf's silence on these incidents allowed them to keep happening.
And so we wanted to challenge him on that. Like, these are our experiences.
The 11 friends started meeting. They called themselves Concerned Student 1950 for 1950, the first year Missouri admitted black students. They spent 3 weeks planning a demonstration for the October 10th homecoming parade. That day, Wolf approached, waving from the back of a red convertible. The 11 students formed a human chain and stepped into the street.
Hi, Tim Wolf. How you doing? We're some concerned students at Missouri. We have something for you.
Their plan had been to read out every documented instance of racial injustice in their school's history. Instead, others at the parade drowned them out with the school chant. All the while, they said Wolf never made eye contact with them. The video shows his driver revving the engine and trying to force the car through.
Something we didn't account for was the toll that was going to take on us after it happened, because the experience was honestly traumatic. To be at an institution voicing what you have problems with the university, and you get drowned out, you know, by the very chant that's supposed to show solidarity amongst all students. That's something that you have to sit and you honestly have to process.
After the parade, the 11 kind of thought they'd just move on. But they said they couldn't stop thinking about how Tim Wolf just didn't seem to care. That's when they decided he had to go. They drafted a list of demands, including Wolf's removal as president. Over the next couple of weeks, they organized marches and protests on campus. Then one of the 11, graduate student Jonathan Butler, told the rest that he was going on hunger strike the next day. Abigail Hollis says that's when she got scared.
It was when I realized that Jonathan was 100% serious about going through with the hunger strike all the way, indefinitely.
Storm Irvin says that suddenly
we had to act with urgency if we wanted him to eat again.
They erected the tent city on the quad. They brought in faculty allies. Finally, on Saturday, they got the support of the football team. And by Monday, Wolf had resigned.
It was definitely a happy moment. And then, of course, after that, we began thinking, what's the next step?
They outlined some of their next steps at a press conference Monday afternoon. They say they'll keep pushing for changes like more diversity training and more black faculty. Afterward, as they walked away from the cameras, the crowd celebrated by breaking out in a chant, the school chant, the same chant that drowned out their protest weeks before. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Columbia, Missouri.